107.7 FM.
Of Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The show is a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more that airs on Thursdays at 10 a.m. and Fridays at 4 a.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance at gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. Keep tuned in to 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and on the Wavefarm Radio app on your smartphone. Our website is wgxc.org.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep...
Listening to another episode of The Inhuman City on WGXC 90.7 FM Acra. This is playing something currently from Raven Chacon called MSRC, something with Mark Sabat. That's a collaboration on an anthology of chance operations, and I'm glad to be playing this and some other things from Raven Chacon, who will be presenting a project of his here in Hudson, New York, in a couple of weeks. So some of his sound works will be playing at the storefront of the Flowchart Foundation, and we'll be playing tonight on part of this program. So stay tuned for at least the next hour, we'll continue right now with MSRC.
Yeah. Faces. There's no face to compare with Jack Mingus, who's up on the bandstand now with a colored trumpeter who outblows him wild and dizzy, but Jack's face overlooking all the heads and smoke. He has a face that looks like everybody you've ever known and seen on the street in your time. Sweet face, hard to describe. Sad eyes, cool lips, expectant gleam, swaying to the beat, tall, majestical, waiting in front of the drugstore. A face like Hunky's in New York. Hunky, whom you'll see on Times Square, somnolent and alert, sad, sweet, dark, holy, just out of jail, martyred, tortured by sidewalks, starved for sex and companionship, open to anything, ready to introduce a new world and shrug. The colored big tenor with the big tone is blowing sunny stitches clear out of Kansas City Roadhouse. Clear, heavy, somewhat dull and unmusical ideas which nevertheless never leave the music. Always there, always far out. A harmony too complicated for the modern bungs of music understanding in the air. But the musicians here. The drummer is a sensational 12-year-old Negro boy who's not allowed to drink, but can play. Tremendous, new, live, childlike Miles Davis kid. Like early Fats Navarro fans who used to see in Espan Harlem, hep, small. He thunders at the drums with a beat which is described to me by a near-standing connoisseur with beret as a fabulous beat. On piano with Blondie Bill, good enough to drive any group. Now Jack Minger blows out and over his head with these angels from Fillmore. I dig him. Now he's terrific. I just stand in the outside hall against the wall. No beer necessary with collection of in-and-out listeners with Bernie. And now here returns Bob Berman, who's a kid from West Indies, who barged into my party 6 months earlier with Dean and the gang, and I had a Chet Baker record on, and we looked at each other in the room. Tremendous. The perfect bass of his dancing, casual, like Joe Louis, casually hoofing. He comes now in dancing like that, black. Everybody looks everywhere. It's a jazz joint and beat generation mad trick. You see someone, hi. And you look away elsewhere, something else, it's all insane. You look back, you look away around, everything's coming in from everywhere and the sound of the jazz. Hi, hey, bang, the drummer takes a solo. Reaching his young hands all over traps and pedals and cymbals and foot pedal boom, the fantastic crash of sound. 12 years old, what will happen? Picks, perks, pots, pans, spoons, paws, pails, parturiences, and petty thievery's that turn into heavenly Buddha. I know, boy, what's I talking about, because I made the world. When I made it, I know why I had Lucian Midnight for my name and concocted up a world so nothing you had forever thereafter make believe it's real. But that's all right, because now everything will be all right, and we'll soothe the forever boys and girls, and before we're through, we'll find a name for this darn golden eternity and tell a story, too. And, but, you ever read a story as vast as this that begins Friday afternoon with working men on scaffolds painting white paint? And ants merling in little black dens? And microbes warring in your kidney? And Messerulis microbing in the innards of Mercury? And microbes dreaming of the ultimate microbehood, which then ultimates outward to the endless, vast, empty atom, which is this imaginary universe? Ending nowhere? Never even born, as Monkey who ferried his mother over the rocks to twat on tea, and people visit his hut to inquire, what other planet features this? And he answers, what other planet? Though the sounds of the entire world are now swimming through this window from Mrs. Mercadio to Twando, and old folks room drunk again, and of course you hear the cats wailing in the whale bar, wild bar, wart fence, moonlight, midnight, Lucian, Dolophine, immensity, visions of the Tathagata, seat of purity and womb. And so that here is all this infinitely material, meadow-like, golden ash, swarming in our enlightened brains, and the silence fallying in our endless ear, and still we refuse, naked and blank, to hear what the who? The who? Who? To what? You? Same, Milltown, heroine, and fact. Matches the silver ages everlasting, so I'm swallowing in the silver room. And at night you raise the square white light from your ghost beneath the root drinking tree, and coyote won't hear you, but you'll ward off the existence of devils just to pass the time away. And meanwhile, it's timeless to the ends of the last light year. It might as well be getting late Friday afternoon, where we start those old sounds and come home, and work's are done, and drink his beer, and tweak his children's eyes. Oh, he was quite racy. Real estate queen. Europe and Niles. For pleasure. Stomp, stomp, absolute rays making noise. I can write about them, but I can't punctuate them. Then he said, comma, comma, comma. That skinny guy with black hair. Atlean rage. In India, in the last year, he's getting even, ignoring all common publications, and getting Urdu nothing Sanskrit by Sir Yak Yak Yak, 40-page thing Norfolk. Let's all get drunk. I want to take pictures. Don't miss with Mrs. Lately and trust picture, pitchy lisp. It's an artistic kit for sex. Trying to think a rule in Sanskrit. Mama Sanskrit sounding, obviously twins coming in here. Meltown, Equinel, Myopa, Pate, Watacha, Pimana, Kawaya. You get sticky ring weekends. And beautiful color, your lipstick. Thanks, honey. Got a match, Max. Taxi crabs and riverside. Let's go to Trilling, man. I gotta wash my conduct. Don't worry about nothing. I love Allen Ginsberg. Let that be recorded. Heaven's unchangeable heart. Either way, apples. Call up so-and-so. Who's that? Sue E.D.
Okay. Hello. Back to tell you a little bit about what you've been listening to. The recent half an hour of WGXC. This is, of course, WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, listener-supported radio, Green and Columbia Counties. And I have been playing, well, I introduced you to Raven Chacon's MSRC to start out. After that, well, you were listening to Barry Gray, and then I was playing something from something called To Catch a Ghost Field Recordings from Madagascar, and that was accompanied some vocals accompanied by some random electronic sounds. Barry Gray, Hoover Keymatic, excerpt number 2. I'm doing my best to tell you by popular demand what exactly I'm playing, but it's difficult because I tend to play a few different things at a time, all at once. But after To Catch a Ghost, I played, well, you were hearing Jack Kerouac reading some excerpts from The Subterraneans, Desolation Angels, and Mexico City Blues from 1959. And behind Jack Kerouac was something called Cineraria Blue by the Sun City Girls, and something else, something noisy behind that. And then I believe I played the No Neck Blues Band, something called, well, was that, that might have been something called Neural Bridge. And we then went on to hear Voodoo Visual from Dominion, and are currently listening to something else from the Back to the Grindstone compilation, No Music, Pay the Robots. So stick with me for another little while, where you will certainly hear, oh no, I'm sorry, I said that was Pay the Robots, but this is actually not that, this is Permutations. You'll now hear something from David Prescott, Lefty Improv number 2, and I'm going to keep playing some things, sounds, music, field recordings, right here on 90.7 FM as part of the program, The Inhuman City, which is being transmitted from Hudson, New York. So stay tuned for more. Thank you.
Dance halls, cinemas, hospitals, railways.